Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl will hold.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Scott Arno. He is the security advocate. He's been scaring the bejeebers out of us with all this cybersecurity stuff that he's reporting on. Don't shoot the messenger, folks. He or me. And Scott, thanks again for being here. TheSecurityAdvocate.com, right?
Yes, my pleasure.
So check that out. You can find out all the things that Scott does in his organization. The Soho Solutions is his company. Scott, what, you know, you did just scare the heck out of us for all the different things. And it just makes us, almost makes us throw up our hands. I've got backup. I've got all kinds of different kinds of security, but I know I'm exposed in ways that I don't know. How far do we go? How far does the regular small business owner go out here to try? What do we do to have the most likelihood of some level of security?
Well, you know, step number one, which I would always recommend, absolutely every piece of software you get, make sure it's as up-to-date as possible. Mm-hmm. Many of them can be set to automatically update.
Right.
And if you've got something which is what's called third-party software, like let's say you're on a Windows machine, it's not specifically Microsoft, you're using a Mac, and it's
right.
not specifically Apple, to update those, there are free third-party updaters which do a great job.
Hmm.
Favorite one is one for Windows, which is called the Personal Software Inspector. It's from a company called Secunia. The personal version is totally free. I think it's an enterprise version which has a charge if you have a larger company.
Okay.
That one's free. There's also one called File Hippo, which is also free. The Secunia one's great because it puts stuff in place automatically. And if you use a Mac, there is a German company called AppFresh, which has a similar design, which works for that. But there is a little bit of a difference with it.
Okay.
Let's see. Beyond that,
of course, you still recommend antivirus, firewall, that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. Well, firewalls are great. It's funny. I was speaking recently with a professor of cybersecurity at a big university who was saying that the real reason we have firewalls is to keep bad guys from what he called buggy code. These are these mistakes in the software I mentioned. It keeps bad guys from getting to them in the first place. So firewalls are great. And if you have a network where you're building in different parts, you don't just have to have the firewall on the outside. It can be inside as the different parts of your network are broken up or what's segmented.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way there's more hurdles for the bad guys to go over. And at some point it becomes, wow, is it even worth going through all this stuff to get to you when they can move on to an easier target?
Mm-hmm. All right. What else? Obviously, don't click on anything you don't know for sure. Don't download anything you don't know for sure. If it looks weird, it probably is weird. It's amazing how many email I get from people, Scott, in any given month. People that I know are not stupid. I know they're smart. But yet, I get an email from them, and I know what they've done. They've clicked on a link that they shouldn't have clicked on, because I'm getting spam from them.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm thinking, smart people, what are you doing? So don't click on stuff, folks. What else, Scott? What else do we need to do?
Well, one other thing I would definitely recommend, anytime you have the option to use what's called two-factor authentication on any account you have, definitely enable it.
Tell us what that means.
What that means is that's something in addition to your password. Like, let's say, for example, you use Gmail as your email account. What will happen if you turn on two-factor authentication is you'll give them your phone number, and anytime you go to log in for a new computer or a new device, it will send out short code as a text message, and you have to enter that code.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is if someone has your password, unless they're holding your phone, there's not much they can do with it.
Mm-hmm. But that's a little bit extra trouble, a little annoying. But for certain accounts, it's probably the right thing to do, right?
It's always the right thing to do. And the thing is, it is a little annoying, but when you have a computer that, say, your own home computer and you trust it, you can literally just click on, you know, allow.
My bank does that on its own periodically. They'll say, the email you just... or the password you just put in was fine, but we're going to send you a text for you to add to this, to put in and to make sure that you're who you are. and who you say
that's
you
great.
Are. And I was somebody was. I was watching me do this one time, and they said, isn't that annoying? I said, not as annoying as somebody taking my money out of my account.
Exactly.
So, you know,
that cop at the airport, the train station, keeping you safe.
Right. That's exactly
right. If you're going,
hey,
what's he doing here? He's keeping you safe. It's
that's exactly
thing.
Right. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Love
keep,
you.
Keep up the good work there. Scott Arno,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. Check that website out and all the things that they do. It's good that we got people like Scott out there keeping us informed on how we can be more diligent and somewhat safer and push off that romantic notion of cybersecurity a little bit farther. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.